All right, so why are we here today? Thank you. Today we rally because of the genocide unfolding in Sudan. The RSF is carrying out massacres, ethnic cleansing, and mass murder, mass displacement across the country, especially in Darfur, and under the siege of Al-Fashir. This violence is being funded and backed by the United Arab Emirates, and enabled. This violence is being funded and backed by the United Arab Emirates. Shame.
Shame.
And enabled by governments around the world who stay silent while weapons, money, and political power keep on flowing.
Shame.
Our message is clear. Silence is complicity. Every government, every company, and institution that continues to trade as usual with the UAE or profits from Sudan's bleeding and suffering has blood on its hands. Shame.
Shame.
So what's this rally all about today? To remember our martyrs, named and unnamed, to raise funds for hope and haven. Please give what you can. When volunteers come around, as they will direct you later, you're going to get flyers. Whoever doesn't get a flyer, put your hand up. We'll get people to come around and give you small flyers with links on the context of the war happening in Sudan, and also links for donations and Instagram pages to follow, Twitter pages to follow, Facebook pages to follow. Because us in the Western world, we're stuck in our little individualized lives and societies, but we have to remember there's a far wider world out there that we need context to, and we can't just live in a small bubble that we live in. We're all here today to direct you to Sudanese community groups and reliable resources so you can keep learning and keep showing up as well. And to call on everyone here to boycott the UAE and challenge your own governments, universities, unions, and workplaces to stop doing business with those funding genocide, whether it's in Sudan, whether it's in Palestine. Throughout the day today, you'll hear from the Sudanese community, members and our allies, Palestine, the African Solidarity Collective, and Anak Bangsa Merdeka. Together, we are sending a message that we refuse to be silent. We refuse to be quiet. Okay, so let's make some noise so that you can hear us all the way from Nam to Khartoum, Al-Fashir, Umdurman, Kadugli, and beyond. Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we the land and free Sudan.
Thank you. I was actually scared for the weather today. It was raining before, but we're meant to be here. Look, sun's shining, everything's going good. So our first speaker today is me. My name is Mubin Mugaddam, and I'm a UniMelb honors student with aspirations for a career in medicine. I was born here in Australia. My parents came in 2003, and I've been here all my life. So Melbourne's all I know, but I do have family and all my family back in Sudan. I'm one of the organizers who saw to Sudan along with many other beautiful minds. We've had fundraisers, events to challenge the underrepresentation of Sudan's conflict and humanitarian crisis in the media, and to uplift voices of those silenced through our social media. So, give me one second, I'll just open my document. I'm going to be reciting a poem today. I've said it around 100 times. If you heard it before, it's okay, you can hear it again. It's not going to hurt. The message still stands true. Sit back and follow me descriptively as I lead you through Sudan's rich culture and history. I come from a land where the Nile flows, where ancient pyramids stand, though few people know. Sudan, my home, with a culture so rich, a place where the ammus and the khaltus, the uncles and the aunts are always around. Our traditions, our dances, our stories untold, passed down by elders, worth more than gold. Our streets were filled with music and laughter. Our traditions, our dances, our stories untold. Our streets were filled with music and laughter. Children playing and life moving faster. Our poets, our artists, with words so profound, painting pictures of life where beauty was found. And in that culture we were one, standing tall. A community of warmth, of love, of peace for all. We welcome strangers with open hands, because in Sudan, hospitality is our pride. We shared our meals and we shared our lands, building connections with open hands. I was just thinking to myself the other day, why me? Because I've got over 20 cousins overseas that will kill to see what I see or just be where I be. So, why me? Now, I'd like to think I'm a logical person, not really into superstition, but I understand everyone's got a vision and everyone's got a mission. But yet I still question why me? Do you guys ever ask yourselves, why you? Because day by day, we live in a country where every night I got a place to stay. And I'm never hungry because KFC and Nando's are just a drive away. But who really cares, right? Because their struggle overseas, that's my struggle, right? Because then came the war, like a thief in the night. It shattered our peace, dimming the lights. Indeed, we see on our phones communities and villages bleed. From satellite images, we see pools of blood amongst the mud, all funded by the UAE. 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 Underrepresented peoples, UAE. Annihilated by money and greed, UAE. Even when the whole world watches and sees, UAE. The drum silence, the kids scared. For 2 years long, people dying and dying and dying, but no one cared. Let me be real for a second. They're just like me and you, right? They also have families, dreams, and aspirations too, right? Villages burned, families torn apart, yet in our chest is still where we carry our hearts. We are more than the war. We are strength. We are fight. We are the stars in the darkest of night. Through the chaos and pain, our spirits will never break. For the Nile still flows, and history will remake. Though we're the children of immigrants, we have the obligation to really deepen. For immigration isn't a small change, it's an entire change of nation. I know you heard it, but really realize the level of dedication. Our families were forced to acclimatize to a change in language, people, and change in nation. Throwing away their aspirations and their desires just to light our fires. I'm gonna say it once so listen clearly, and inshallah you really hear me. My nation is your nation, and your nation is my nation. My nation is your nation, and your nation is my nation. As a people, we don't focus on segregation. Rather, open up your wallet and focus on donation. As we build anew what was once torn, Sudanese culture, resilient, reborn. Thank you guys, we're gonna ground that message in some chants. When we chant, we break the silence of governments and media that they try to impose on Sudan. So join me, voices loud, so everyone can hear, all the way in the government. Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Free the people, free the land, we demand a free Sudan.
Let's give you guys another one, okay? RSF shoots, UAE pays. How many kids did you kill today? RSF shoots, UAE pays. How many kids did you kill today? gone before. You ain't even paid.
How many kids did you kill today?
Thank you. Last one, and we'll get a round of applause. And Fashion, we know your name, you will not die in vain. And Fashion, we know your name, you will not die in vain. And Fashion, we know your name, you will not die in vain. And Fashion,
we know your name, you will not die in vain.
And Fashion,
we know your name, you will not die in vain.
And Fashion,
we know your name, you will not die in vain.
And Fashion, we know your name, you will not die in vain. Thank you, round of applause, guys.
It's the government's job to protect Australia's forests and oceans, but too often, governments put the interests of big corporations ahead of protecting your health, your climate, and your children's future. The Albanese government is about to change Australia's nature law. While this might seem like telling them how to suck eggs, we expect laws that actually protect nature by closing deforestation loopholes and protecting threatened species. It's literally their job. Head to wilderness.org.au/suck eggs to learn more. The Wilderness Society is a 3CR supporter.
You're listening to 3CR on 855 AM, Apartheid Free Zone. If you're just tuning in, I just played a speech from Mobeen of Sort El Sudan, who spoke yesterday at the Rally for Sudan outside the State Library in memory of their martyrs. Up next, we'll be playing a speech from yesterday's rally as well, by Sara Sinada. Sara is a humanitarian professional with over 15 years of experience working with organisations including the UN, the World Bank, and international NGOs. Her work is focused on food and nutrition security, emergency response, and gender equality through large-scale programs and partnerships. Beyond her professional work, Sara co-founded Media for Justice and NAS with Notepads, two initiatives that center Sudanese voices, creative expression, and social justice. She is passionate about shaping humanitarian leadership that is inclusive, locally led, and grounded in care, while contributing to community efforts. Have a listen.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi everyone. Before I begin, I want to acknowledge the land that we stand on here today, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I'd like to pay my respect to their elders past and present, and to all First Nations people here with us today. As Sudanese people, as migrants and settlers on this land, we know what it means to live with the legacy of colonialism. We know what it means to fight for dignity, safety, and home. The struggle for Sudan's freedom is tied to the struggle for justice here. Both fights are for truth and for everyone's right to live in peace on their own soil. Before I tell you about Sudan, I want us to stand together in rhythm. When I say silence, you say kills. Silence.
Kills.
Silence.
Kills.
Silence.
Kills.
Because it does. It kills empathy, it kills awareness, and it kills lives. For over 2.5 years, Sudanese people, civilians, humans, have been caught up in a war between two armed forces. The Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, also known as RSF. But this is not just an internal war. It is definitely not a civil war. It's a proxy war, crowded with foreign hands and hidden interests. The United Arab Emirates has given weapons and money to the RSF. And during this war, its gold supply from Sudan has surged by more than 70%.
Yay!
We have to ask, how did their gold increase so sharply while Sudan bled? Russian Wagner fighters have trained and armed RSF troops in exchange for gold from Sudan's mines.
Shame.
From Darfur's mines.
Shame.
Iran has supplied drones to fuel the war. Turkey, too, has been linked to selling weapons and military drones that keep the war alive. Egypt to protect its borders. And behind them all are the arms dealers, here in Australia and elsewhere.
Shame.
and profiteers who feed off chaos, people who never bury the dead, only count their money. Sudan has become a chessboard for power, where the pieces are Sudanese lives, and the world watches without moving a hand. We don't get airtime because Sudan does not neatly fit the script. There's no Western army base to defend. There's no convenient enemy to rally against. No narrative of good guys versus bad guys for the media to sell. Sudan is complicated. It's too African, too messy, too far. So they choose not to tell it. And in that silence, thousands disappear without witnesses. In El Fasher, in Darfur, communities are being erased. Villages burned to ashes. Women assaulted, men executed, children starved, and the world refuses to call it what it is, a genocide. There's an image that refuses to leave my mind. It's an image of a mother lynched with her baby and toddler, their bodies hanging from a tree. When I saw that, something broke inside of me. That image is everything that this war is. It's the destruction of love, the destruction of motherhood, the destruction of the most sacred human bonds. If that image had come from elsewhere, anywhere else in the world would have stopped. But because it came from Sudan, the world scrolls past.
That's it.
Today, I'm not only a humanitarian worker. I'm a Sudanese human, and I'm an Australian woman. For us Sudanese Australians, one identity gives us safety, and the other gives us grief. We live between a country that can listen and a country that screams unheard. Australia opened its doors to many in need, and we honor that. But when it comes to Sudanese families, our very own brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers that are trapped in this war, doors have been shut. We are asking for fairness. We are asking for humanitarian pathways, for family reunification, for acknowledgement that Sudanese lives are not disposable. Because silence kills. Silence
kills.
Silence
kills.
Now, I want to invite everyone here to join me in 10 seconds of silence. 10 seconds for the people of El Fasher, for every mother who fled on foot, for every father still looking for his children as we speak, for every family who has nothing left but hope. Let's stand in silence for 10 seconds. That silence you just felt is what the world has given Sudan. But today, here, we break it. Our message is simple. Every Sudanese family, every Sudanese life matters. Every child deserves safety. Every family deserves to come home. If you want to stand with us beyond today, please follow our campaign on Instagram. It is called Reunite Sudanese Families, and you can find out ways how you can amplify the voices of Sudanese Australians asking for humanitarian pathways. Again, it's Reunite Sudanese Families on Instagram. And my final words today is that justice begins when we speak, when we remember, when we refuse to turn away. Don't leave your voice here today. Take it with you. Take it to your schools, to your workplaces, to your conversations. Say Sudan, say El Fasher, say silence.
Kills.
Silence.
Kills.
Silence.
Kills.
But solidarity saves lives. Thank you.